to go to command level, the computer's highest level of control. The command level required extra security and asked Nedry for his name, access number, and password. Nedry, 040-HMXY-67 MR Goodbytes. Those entries got Nedry into the command level. From there, he wanted security, and since he was authorized, the computer allowed him to go there. Once at the security level, Nedry tried three variations. Key check off, safety off, SL off. "He's trying to turn off the safety systems," Wu said. "He doesn't want anybody to see what he's about to do."
"Exactly," Arnold said. "And apparently he doesn't know it's no longer possible to turn the systems off except by manually flipping switches on the main board."
After three failed commands, the computer automatically began to worry about Nedry. But since he had gotten in with proper authorization, the computer would assume that Nedry was lost, trying to do something he couldn't accomplish from where he was. So the computer asked him again where he wanted to be, and Nedry said security, and he was allowed to remain there. Finally, Wu said, "Here's the kicker." He pointed to the last of the commands Nedry had entered, white_rabbit.object.
"What the hell is that?" Arnold said. "White rabbit? Is that supposed to be his private joke?"
"It's marked as an object," Wu said. In computer terminology, an object was a block of code that could be moved around and used the way you might move a chair in a room. An object might be a set of commands to draw a picture, or to refresh the screen, or to perform a certain calculation.
"Let's see where it is in the code," Arnold said. "Maybe we can figure out what it does."
He went to the program utilities and typed, find white_rabbit.object. The computer flashed back, "Object not found in libraries."
"It doesn't exist," Arnold said.
"Then search the code listing," Wu said. Arnold typed, find_listings, white_rabbit.object. The screen scrolled rapidly, the lines of code blurring as they swept past. It continued this way for almost a minute, and then abruptly stopped.
"There it is," Wu said. "It's not an object, it's a command."
The screen showed an arrow pointing to a single line of code buried amidst innocuous lines of instructions. "Arrow on white_rabbit.object call link, parenthesis security perimeter, parenthesis set to off."
"Son of a bitch," Arnold said.
Wu shook his head.
"It isn't a bug in the code at all." "No," Arnold said, "it's a trap door. The fat bastard put in what looked like an object call, but it's actually a command that links the security and perimeter systems and then turns them off. Gives him complete access to every place in the park."
"Then we must be able to turn them back on," Wu said.
"Yeah, we must." Arnold frowned at the screen. "All we have to do is figure out the command."
"I'll run an execution trace on the link," he said. "We'll see where that gets us." Wu got up from his chair.
"Meanwhile," he said,
"meanwhile, that somebody went into the freezer about an hour ago. I think I better go count my embryos."
Ellie was in her room, about to change out of her wet clothes, when there was a knock on the door.
"Alan?" she said.
But when she opened the door, she saw Muldoon standing there, with a plastic-wrapped package under his arm. Muldoon was also soaking wet, and there were streaks of dirt on his clothes.
"I'm sorry, but we need your help," Muldoon said briskly. "The land cruisers were attacked an hour ago. We brought Malcolm back, but he's in shock. He's got a very bad injury to his leg."